You're listening to SBS News.
When Canberra woman Dr. Namita Mittal discovered she was pregnant in January, Australia was at the height of its Black Summer bushfire crisis. As fire-red skies and thick bushfire smoke engulfed the city, Dr. Mittal says she decided to lock herself indoors.
Mostly I was confined to the house because it was just so smoky outside. The air was so filthy. So I remained inside the house, sealed the house, cut down the outings because the air was so polluted. So that quality of air I felt was not good for pregnancy, so I decided to remain inside.
Dr. Mittal's twin babies were born prematurely in August, and one of them was growth restricted, weighing just 1.7 kilograms. And while it's common for twins to be born early, Dr. Mittal says she was very concerned her newborn babies had been affected by all that bushfire smoke months earlier.
The smoke can affect the pregnancy in different ways. For example, it can give you high blood pressure, gestational diabetes, premature babies, and growth restricted babies. So I was worried about it, but at the same time, because of twin pregnancy, I was also at risk of these things at the same time.
Dr. Mittal is now one of the participants in what is believed to be the first Australian study to examine the impacts of bushfire smoke on mothers and their babies. The researchers behind the project are particularly keen for migrant women to take part. Lead researcher Dr. Christopher Nolan says he hopes the study will help Australia plan and prepare for what climate experts believe will be more intense bushfire seasons in the future.
These events are happening more commonly, and with climate change we may well be expecting more events like this. What we really need to know is what is the impact, how much do we need to worry, and then if we discover that there is a significant impact, we need to work out mitigation strategies and work with governments and work with community services, health services, in working out ways to reduce the risk for mums and babies.
While similar studies have been undertaken in the United States, Dr. Nolan says their bushfire seasons are nowhere near as prolonged as Australia's.
Early results from the study show that at least two-thirds of the women within our region, and this is the ACT area down the south coast of New South Wales that was devastated by the fires, and really out to the Riverina area, two-thirds of the women commented that they were exposed to severe heavy smoke for more than 7 days. So that really is a significant exposure, and now we need to work out what the effect of that exposure has been on the health, particularly of the babies.
While the results of Dr. Nolan's study won't become clear until next year at the earliest, an Albury-based GP says she has already seen the impact of last year's bushfire season on mothers and babies. Dr. Rebecca McGowan says the placenta of one mother who was exposed to extensive bushfire smoke last summer was so damaged that it looked like that of a pack-a-day smoker.
But what I'm seeing as a GP, and this concerns me, is babies born small, babies born early, and in particular the one case that keeps me awake at night. I had a mother who was exposed to the bushfire smoke. She wore a mask. She was diligent. The issue was that the placenta was quite severely affected by smoke. And this poor woman was repeatedly questioned by the midwives as to whether or not she was a smoker, because the placenta looked so terrible. She was not a smoker. She'd never smoked in her life, but the placenta looked grainy and black. It was crumbly.
Dr. McGowan says she fears cases like that will only get worse if meaningful action is not taken on climate change.
When we look at the whole bushfire issue and the inhaled smoke, my natural tendency as a community GP is to go into prevention, not to do band-aid medicine, not to just pat people on the back and say, go away, put a mask on, evacuate, try and avoid bushfire smoke. What is it going to take for all of us to wake up and say we need to act now to reduce the human impact of the heating of the planet? because our babies are depending on us. The next generation is depending on us.
Claudia Farhart, SBS News.